We are on the downward spiral here. The tragic parashas, unfortunately. The parasha talks about the Meraglim. We all know the story where a seemingly harmless situation of just going to check out what happens and how to take over Eretz Yisrael, Losoes Oretz, just a tour the land, as it were, turned into a negative personal event where they came back and they said, nah, it's not worth it, it's not possible. And they come back with a very damning report. Pasuk says, "Vayisapru loy vayom rabbanu la'oretz ha'shelachtanu." Beautiful land. This is a period. This extra beautiful peiros, supernatural. Efes ki'aza omer yoshev ba'oretz. Va'orim b'tzuras gedolos ma'od. Very powerfully built people. Very powerfully built cities. Gamalida nokruinu shomis all the giants. Remember Amalek, our biggest enemy. Yeah, remember Amalek. Amalek yoshev eretz ha'negev. He's still there. Chitti, Vussi, Moiri sitting in the mountains, Kanani is on the Yam, all fortified. Bekitsa, this is serious stuff. Says the Pasuk, Vayas Kolev Esa'om. Kolev says to them, El Ha'om, El Moshe, Vayima Ali Nale, will go, be Rashna Isok Yochan Nuchalo. Says Rashi, what's Vayas Kolev? How did Kolev keep them quiet? El Moshe, Lishmoya Mashda Be Moshe, he said to them, Vachizubu Vad Oslan and Moivam, is that all Moshe Vayna did? You talking about Moshe Vayna, that's all he did? Yeah, he done much more than that. What did he do? Yeah, he took us across the Yam and he brought us down Mon. The Kitzer, yeah, he speaks and he tried to calm them down. Now, I don't know much about human psychology, but it doesn't sound, you know a lot about human psychology, right? It doesn't sound like the practical advice a man needs. We're talking about a heavily fortified armies. We're talking about cities that are built up that, you know, that are difficult to penetrate. We're dealing here with supernatural fruit. And Kolev calms him down, giants. And says, no, yeah, giants, we'll manage, Alinale will go up there. Yeah, really, how exactly? Yeah, how exactly? Number one. Number two, earlier on...
Strong belief.
What's that?
Strong belief in the show.
Yes, but but how exactly is he answering them? In fact, the possible...
They
compliments him later.
If it was just belief in Hashem, they didn't have to send miracles.
Exactly. If all the belief in Hashem is all about miracles, why send miracles?
How did they accept the
correct?
Torah?
But that's true. Miracles. That's true. But coming into Eretz Yisrael is living in a more natural form. Yeah, it's
like, and that's transitioning from Emuna to Hishlanet.
Yeah, that's correct. Absolutely right. And therefore, how does that exactly calm down men? Everything's going to be fine. We're going to go up there. How does that work out? I'm not saying you're wrong. I just, for the sake of the question, I have to stress. Earlier on as well, Moshe says earlier on, Moshe blessed Yeshua ben Nun. He says, Yeshua ben Nun, you called him Yeshua. And he gave a blessing. What's a bracha? He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kad Chad Moshe Amad Senusa, says the Targum Yenison. Since Moshe ben saw his anova, saw his humility, he called Yeshua ben Nun, and he said to him that because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save you from the Asas Meraglim. It seems from here that some kind of a negative trait to be an onov. Yeshua ben Nun was an onov, is a negative trait, and therefore in order that he shouldn't suffer by it, Moshe Rabbeinu gave him an extra letter, the Yud, in order to give him that. By the way, where did that Yud come from?
Anav.
Now, where did that there's an extra Yud floating around. Where did that Yud come from? Anyone know?
Because
Sarai. Exactly. Sarai changed the name to Sarah, so that Yud was free. So changed from Hoshea ben Nun to Yehoshua. What's the connection between the two? Later on, very, very bekitzer, you have so much to say, but later on in the parasha, we find that they got terrible punishments. They find that the Meraglim had a Misa Mishuna, a terrible death. We find that that entire generation who were between 20 and 60, talking about the second year after leaving Mitzrayim, between 20 and 60, had to wander in the Midbar for 40 years, the rest of the 40 years, right? And they all died in the Midbar. In other words, all their hopes were dashed. They believe they're going to leave Mitzrayim, they're going to go into the Midbar for a short time, Mishkan maybe, and go into Eretz Yisrael. No way. For 40 years, they're going to be wandering around in the desert. Yeah? Why did they wander in the desert 40 years? Been too embarrassed to ask for directions. I'm joking. This was a chet. This was a punishment. For 40 years, they all died in a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. Not only that. It's a very interesting medrash, and it's brought down in many places. In Tehillim, it's brought down. David HaMelech says, "Vayisa yodoy lahem lahapil oisam b'midbar." This is in Tehillim Kuvav Chavzayin. In other words, they lahapil lahem oisam b'midbar. They made them fall in the midbar. Ulahapil zarum ba goyim ulazaroisum ba'artzois. And through that, he made their children be scattered amongst the nations. In other words, this punishment didn't only extend to that generation, it extended to Golus in the future. In other words, that caused Golus in the future. So Rashi explains that Golus was b'choy sifka halayla, they cried that night. What Laila night? That's a Laila of Tisha B'Av. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you cry for nothing, you cry for generations. That's Rashi. But it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that they got punishment for Golus. So why is it that Tehillim in many places brings down? Yes, Tehillim is another source in Yecheskel, that it's got to do that Golus is direct consequence of Meraglim. What is a Middah Keneged Middah of that? What is a measure for measure? That because Meraglim, they went into Golus. If you understand measure for measure, not come to Eretz Yisrael. You don't want to come to Eretz Yisrael. You won't come to Eretz Yisrael. You think it's too much? Yeah, it's too much. Fine, you wait here. Next generation will go and they'll be fine. I can understand. Yeah, but for Golus, what's the Shaychus? What's the connection between Golus for the generations with the element over there of the Chet or the Meraglim?
Yeah. Why did the Rashi say, the children will suffer?
Yeah.
They had no Chet, so why would they suffer?
That's which children suffered?
The children of the Meraglim, all these people.
He said that generation won't come in. Only their children will come in. Their children who were not that age will come in. Yulavaz. Now, that generation.
What does
that mean? No, okay. It's not that generation who were in that time, who are now still young, they won't come in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's a different discussion. Let's try and stay focused. Got a lot to say. Okay? Let's understand the perspective of the enemy right now. In other words, this Klal Yisrael are petrified to go into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, let's understand the perspective of the enemy. What was the enemy thinking at that time? Were the enemy confident that they can crush Klal Yisrael because they have mighty people that have mighty fortified? Were they really?
I don't think so. After everything that happened with Mitzrayim,
what does it say by the Yam Suf? Shomu Amim Yugozun. Yeah, they heard and they feared. Chil achas yisvei peloshes. Oz nival lu alufa edoim. Eile moi vechzeidu rad. Moigu kol yishu kanan. Tipol alei mamosu vafacha. Bidu zarach yimit koven. Right? It talks about all these different things. They were petrified. They were shivering. The nations were incredibly in awe of the Jewish people. In fact, much later on, in the Novi, it's brought down that it says by Achov. Yeah? It says by Achov, it says after many years later, it says Yedati ki nosan Hashem lachem es haoretz, is given to you the land. In other words, with Rochov. Many years later, said, I remember Kaisal Kosh and he gave you the land. This is many years later. In other words, that fear of Klal Yisrael, that awe that Klal Yisrael had, remained with them. So here we have an absurd situation where Klal Yisrael are petrified about going into Eretz Yisrael, and the Kananim and everyone else is petrified about them having to put up a fight against Klal Yisrael, and you have two people all petrified, all scared, and this is what's going on over here. I mean, you have a situation where, you know, nobody in Klal Yisrael should have any fear. What's going on here? What is the idea? What is the source of weakness here? Where's the source of the mistake? The Teretz is here. That in order for a person to be successful in anything, he's got to know he has the tools inside him to be able to do so. If you tell a person that you cannot manage to do something, he will not manage to do it. You know, there was the 3 minute mile. Was it a 3 minute mile? Yeah. How long is it? Four minute mile. The 4 minute mile by Robert Bannister. What's the name? Robert Bannister. Yeah. He broke the 4 minute mile. Since he broke the 4 minute mile to run for the mile, there's been dozens of people that did it. Why? Because they know it's possible to do. If you don't believe it's possible, you can't do it. Klal Yisrael were a slave generation. Klal Yisrael, Bina Mitzrayim, they've told them, you're worth nothing, you are nothing, you can do nothing, and that is what they felt leaving Mitzrayim. In order for them to get the self-confidence and the self-knowledge that they are something, and Kodesh Baruch Hu had to put in them an incredible amount of nisim in order to show how much he really cares. He had to show them Esem Makus, he had to show them Kriyas Yamsuf, he had to show that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I love you so much, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, you are my chosen child, You're my old, my firstborn. I will look after you. You're worth looking after. You can stand up for yourself. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to understand and realize. But they didn't. And once you get people to panic, they panic. 80 years ago, I don't remember this. Yeah, do you remember this, Matt? 80 years ago, yeah, there was fake news, it's not a new thing. There was fake news in New York that aliens have come down in New York City. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, aliens have come down to New York City. People panicked. We're not talking about factory workers alone. Doctors, lawyers, accountants, they picked their stuff up and they fled New York. Maya, Meshuggah, right? It would never happen in England. Right? It would never happen. In New York, America, what do you expect?
The war of the world.
Yeah.
It happened many times like that.
This, so what is that, Rabbi Sal?
We go to New York now, there's aliens there.
Yeah.
We gotta build a wall, and the Mexicans will pay for it.
Yeah, but this is, but you understand, you're dealing here with, what, it's a mentality of fear, of panic. If you're able to stop and say, one second, I'm not getting panicked, this is crazy. I'm Bnei B'chayri Yisrael. I am Rabbi Nishodan's child. You're telling me about the... It means nothing to me. Amayri Chiti HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kol Yochel, the all capable, the number one, that there's nothing else but him, says, you're going to Eretz Yisrael, what have we got to worry about? And they're worried. The answer is panic. Who are we? I don't know. Panic. So this is their panic. Says Kolev. Kolev stands up and says, Rabbi Yisrael, it's all the ins and outs of how is it possible is not relevant. But Yas Kolever, of course we can do it. In other words, know who you are. I'm not telling you make this strategic military plan or coming from this way, coming from that way. Oloy Nale means you can do it. Don't be such a nar. Don't be so silly. Of course we can do it. Just have the self confidence to be able to do it. If you have that self confidence, everything will be okay. That is what he told them, but it didn't work. It didn't work. They didn't have it inside them. And because of that, they fell down and their generation fell down and they didn't have the confidence to stand up and say, this is crazy. The next generation, who weren't in the slave mentality anymore. The next generation who weren't told, you're nothing and you're going to come to work whenever I tell you to go to work, and you're going to go home whenever I tell you to go home, and you're going to build this again and you're not going to have your own. That generation can go into Eretz Yisrael and say, Olinale, we know who we are. We're Dordale. Yeah, we born it. We can go in. These people had the self-confidence to be able to go in because they weren't preconditioned with all this poison that you're worth nothing. It's a very, very important point. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that Yeshua, with his anova, with his humility, yeah, can also... Humility is a very, very wonderful thing. On one hand, you've got to make yourself an onov. You've got to be very humble. On the other hand, you've got to say, Bishvili Nivra Olam. You got to know that I'm built because I'm the only one in the world. Selim Elikim. So how do you have that balance? The balance is obvious that when you mean I'm so great, I've got to fulfill my potential and I haven't done that yet, that's another. If you say, I'm hopeless, I'm worth nothing, that is Yetzahara. So Yeshua had to be given that extra boost to ensure that his another is not used in an incorrect way. That is why he did it. Now, what's very interesting is that there's a direct corroboration between halachas of Bikurim and the halachas of and the Meraglim. Do you know that? Very interesting. The Mishnah says, by the way, this I'm reading, this is a piece from the Tolna Rebbe, which I've adapted, but a beautiful piece. Menachem Zemba says like this. He says, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Bikurim, Ketzad mafrish nesa Bikurim, how we mafrish Bikurim? So he says, Yoyreid Odom Atoich Sadeh, you go into your field, and you see, a te'ena shebichro, a te'ena is a fig that became ripe, eshkoil shebicher, or a bunch of grapes that became ripe, rimoin shebicher, or you see a rimoin that became ripe, you put a gemi around it and say it's bikurim. Why dafka those three fruits? Because those were the three fruits that the Meraglim had, and they brought into Eretz Yisrael. In other words, there's a connection between the Bikurim and the Meraglim. So what's Peshat? What's a connection? The Teretz is Rabbi Yisai. Bikurim is a very unique fruit. Very unique mitzvah. I've got to go up and I've got to make a proclamation. What do I have to proclaim? And you make a whole drasha. And you say, And the Mitzrayim were bad to us, and they made us suffer, and he cried out to HaKadosh Baruch, and the Shem took us out of Mitzrayim, Yad Chazaka, and Zeri Toya, Hinei Amechen, here I am. What is all this proclamation? What are you proclaiming over here? The terrace is, you're saying, I know where we came from, and HaKadosh Baruch took us out, and now I am standing here with self-confidence. I am bringing Bikur and the fruit of the land. Here I am. I don't have that complex. I don't have that false another that Klal Yisrael have. And therefore, Bikurim, there is a direct claim, counterclaim to that another, as it were. So you've got to be very, very careful. Now, what's God has got to do with it? So that's what we asked. Okay, they got the punishment of not going to Eretz Yisrael. Understood. Midah k'neged midah. Measure for measure. They understood that, the Meraglim died terribly. But what's God has got to do with it, and why doesn't the apostle say anything about it? Why does the Dafka talk about in Novi? Yeah, no. God has said that Ke'ilu, the idea that the Meraglim, the Chet Meraglim, caused us Golos. What's Golos? Why is the Inush of Golos got to do with it? The answer is, Rabbi Yisai, it is not a punishment. Golos is not a punishment for the Chet of the Meraglim. Golos is a tikkun for the Chet of the Meraglim. It repairs Chet of the Meraglim. What's a tikkun? I can go with my couple and I can say, I am a Jew. I can go wherever I want around the world and say, I'm very sorry, I need to daven mincha in the corner of the airport. I'm walking around with my tzitzis out because I am a Jew. I don't have this slave mentality. You can't tell me what to do. Tell me yes to wear a kippah, not to wear a kippah. I'm going to do this. Again, obviously not put yourself in life in danger. But as far as, I don't eat this food. I'm on a plane. Everyone's eating their food. I don't eat it. Why not? Because I am a Jew. And therefore, this is not a punishment. It is a repair. We're showing ourselves that wherever we are, we don't have to be surrounded by Jews in order to keep the Torah. We can be sprinkled and scattered in Golos, and we can still retain our identity. That is a direct tikkun for the Meraglim. And we should all have the correct anova, have the correct realization of who we are, because Shbrochim taken out the Golos soon. Shakoya.